go rebuild my church, which as you can see is falling into ruins. These are the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi from an image of Christ on the crucifix at San Damiano in 1205 AD. These same words inspired Peter Doan, the host of the program you're about to hear. Peter challenges all of us to rebuild not the brick and mortars of our church buildings, but our personal faith and relationships that will rebuild and strengthen the church. Now here's today's program.
Hi, I'm Peter Doan, and along with my wife Leslie Doan, you're listening to the radio broadcast, Go Rebuild My Church. Each week in this broadcast, we will explore ways to put into practice the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi by our Lord Jesus and how this theme is relevant as we seek to bring renewal to the church today. As I've mentioned the last few weeks, Leslie has not been with us because she had an accident, but she thankfully, by God's grace, is recovering slowly but surely and should be back with us very soon. We really miss her. Our passion for renewal was ignited when we came home to the Catholic Church 13 years ago. And that is when we heard the call to rebuild and joined efforts with many renewal movements within our church. You can learn more about our journey home and our lay apostolate dedicated to the renewal of the Catholic Church by visiting our website at www.catholicdiscipleshipministries.org. Our prayer is through this ministry of the radio program and our lay apostolate, we can provide pathways for you as individuals, families, as well as parishes to join the rebuilding process and experience renewal. Now, if you're joining us for the first time today, we're doing a series of broadcasts that calls forth the process of spiritual rebuilding and renewal in local parishes found in the book of Revelation. These scriptures are so enlightening and encouraging, especially in these days in which we now find ourselves, right? With so much being shaken, both in the church and in the world, the apocalypse brings the message of Jesus Christ as Victor King. And also through these broadcasts, we hope to show how Jesus has been calling parishes to rebuild and renew throughout the history of the church, even dating back to the first century churches and parishes. In these broadcasts, we're pulling together the sacred scriptures, excerpts from the catechism, the lives of the saints, and the teaching of the church as we seek to challenge individuals, families, and local parishes to rebuild and renew. Last week, we discussed the church at Pergamum, the third of seven churches in the book of Revelation, and their failures and their need to repent. Some groups within the parish had fallen into idolatry and sexual immorality. There was also a teaching in the church that basically said all of that was okay. How does the church today mirror some of these problems in Pergamum? After Jesus commended the first group of faithful believers in that church, he reprimanded two other groups within that parish, the two groups that I just mentioned. Now, a place where we see immorality and idolatry in the church today is what we began to talk about last week, and that is in the area of the widespread addiction to pornography. In fact, based on my many years, both as an evangelical minister and then a lay leader in a Catholic parish, I believe there is a plague of pornography among God's people. Now, in this first section, for the sake of review, I want to mention a couple things that I think are really important. First of all, the amount of money that pornography takes in is just astronomical. It estimates anywhere between $6 billion and $15 billion a year. If you compare that to like the National Basketball Association or the NFL maxes out at $14 billion. So this income from this sin is just amazing. Despite how frequently people use porn, Pornhub alone claims that it's 28.5 million views last year. Can you imagine that? Its economic power remains hidden. A porn company can make hundreds of millions of dollars while remaining unknown to most consumers. Sounds pretty satanic, doesn't it? Last week we pointed out even how the Pope recently, just last month, addressed this issue, and I think it's worth repeating. Pope Francis gathered together priests and seminarian students and challenged them that they must avoid the allure of internet pornography, which, along with other online temptations, he said, weakens the soul. He was speaking at the Pope Paul VI Audience Hall in Vatican City, and the pontiff made comments and answered multiple questions about various issues, including the scourge of pornography. The Pope went on to warn about things like the ongoing porn, telling those that it can be a great temptation even for those who are religious. That includes you and I. It weakens the soul, he said. It weakens the soul. The devil enters from there, he said, and it weakens the priestly heart. Several years ago, I was in a meeting with a rector of a seminary, and he noted that pornography was a huge problem among the seminarians there as well. Now, the church has much to say about pornography, and this is because porn injures the dignity of everyone involved, producers and consumers. Why is this so harmful? Why is the use of pornography a grave sin? Well, according to the Catechism, there's a very important quote in it, and it says this: pornography consists in removing real or simulated sexual acts from the intimacy of partners in order to display them deliberately to third parties. It offends against chastity because it perverts the conjugal act, the intimate giving of spouses to each other. It does grave injury, please note that word, grave injury, to the dignity of its participants, since each one becomes an object of base pleasure and licit profit for others. The Catechism finally says, it immerses all those involved in the illusion of a fantasy world. It's a grave offense. Civil authorities should prevent the production and distribution of pornographic materials. And then finally, last week, we mentioned that the Pontifical Council of Social Communications has come out and talked about and given their perspective on the dangers of pornography. And they listed seven of them. Number one, pornography in the media is a violation through the use of audiovisual techniques of the right to privacy of the human body. I think that really is insightful, isn't it? Secondly, they said, one is aiding a billion-dollar criminal enterprise when they participate in it. Very important to consider that. Thirdly, one runs the risk of carrying over attitudes and behavior presented in pornography into one's own relationships and may begin to lack reverence and respect for others. Fourth, even so-called soft porn, I think this is really important to know, can be progressively desensitizing, gradually rendering one morally numb and personally insensitive to the rights and dignity of others. Fifth, it can interfere with personal moral growth, and the development of healthy and mature relationships. Sixth, when sexual activity and or pornography is used for personal gratification, rather as an expression of an enduring love in marriage, it becomes a factor contributing to undermining the whole family. And finally, in the worst cases, pornography can act as inciting or reinforcing agent, a kind of accomplice in the behavior of dangerous sex offenders, child molesters, rapists, and killers. That's a heavy-duty list, but it's good for us to know that. We're going to take a short break now, and when we return, we will discuss how this plague of pornography must be addressed, as well as the healing power of Jesus Christ, and the offer of forgiveness of sins gives us great hope to those who are addicted.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7, Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to our radio program, Go Rebuild My Church. Today we're focusing on the third of seven local churches or parishes in chapters 2 and 3, the Church of Pergamum. Last week we discovered that there were three groups in the church at Pergamum that Jesus addressed when speaking to the church. The second and third group had fallen into idolatry and sexual immorality, as well as a false teaching that said idolatry and sexual immorality were acceptable in the Catholic life of this church. We discussed that a modern expression of these sins going on among Catholic believers today is the plague of pornography. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is directing us to stay on this topic one more week this week of the addiction to pornography. In my research, I have been convinced that we have a big problem, and we want to bring this out of the closet, so to speak, to expose its dangers and the effects on the human person, as well as a pathway out to purity and deliverance. Now, we know that in our culture, sexual sins are pervasive, right? And though we live in a world that likes to teach that we can do anything we want with our bodies, our faith, our Catholic faith, teaches us that God's plan is something very different than that way of life. Pope John Paul II said in talks that became collectively known as the theology of the body, and this is very interesting, he said, the body and it alone is capable of making visible what is invisible. That's an interesting idea. It was created to transfer into the visible reality of our world the mystery hidden since time immemorial in God, and thus is assigned to it. So that's really food for thought today, isn't it? When sin entered the world, people began to believe it was their right to do whatever they wanted, especially with their bodies in regard to sexuality. And today, many even mock the concept that the Scripture teaches us that our bodies become, in Christ Jesus, temples of the Holy Spirit. Now, Christians are not immune, obviously, that we're talking about today, to the allure of pornography. In 2014, which is 8 years ago, a pornography survey done by Proven Men, a group that helps men overcome porn addiction, found that the number of Christian men viewing pornography nearly mirrors that of the general public. Also, a Catholic group called Covenant Eyes, in connection also with the Barna Group in the United States in 2014, provided these statistics. Men who view pornography at least monthly, 18 to 30 years old, 79%. 31 to 49 years old, 67%, and 50 to 68 years old, 49%. That's monthly. Men who viewed pornography several times a week, 18 to 30 years old, 63%. 31 to 49 years old, 38%, and 50 to 68 years old, 25%. Interestingly enough, women who view pornography at least monthly between the ages of 18 and 30 years old was 76%, and 31 to 49 years old, 16%, and then 50 to 68 years old, 4%. That's on a monthly basis. In conclusion, with some of these statistics, is that 55% of married men said they watch porn at least once a month, compared with 70% of unmarried men, and then 25% of married women say they watch at least once a month, compared to 16% of married women. So I give these statistics today just to try to create a burden for ourselves and for our brothers and sisters that this is something that God is calling us to really look at straight in the face and begin to deal with. There's one more article that talks about how porn hurts our relationship with God, and it's called Seeing is Not Believing, How Viewing Pornography Shapes the Religious Lives of Young Americans. And that's really, really important for us to look at. And it says this: more frequent pornography viewing diminishes religious service attendance. Importance of religious faith, prayer frequency, and perceive closeness to God while increasing religious doubts. These effects hold regardless of gender, and religious doubts are stronger, and this is so important for teenagers compared to emerging adults. Statistically, we know that sometimes the earliest that a young person is facing pornography is even pre-puberty years. And that's by, incidentally, just looking at a computer and all of a sudden something flashes and then the seeds become sown. In light of this rapidly growing availability and acceptance of pornography among young Americans, the findings suggest that scholars must consider how increasingly pervasive pornography consumption may shape both the religious lives of young adults and the future landscape of American religion. So that's really gets our attention and puts our antenna up that this is something that we need to become proactive towards. What happens with a young person or with any person, is that disgust with themselves leads that person to think that God has stopped loving them. And because of this sin, this self-loathing that a person goes through when they view pornography can then lead to an increase in porn usage as they try to replace the intimacy and love of God and others with fabricated lust. But you know something? There's good news, my brothers and sisters. God will never forsake us, and He has pathways through this challenge. We're going to take another short break now. When we return, we will begin to explore how the Lord and our Catholic faith provides pathways for deliverance from addiction to pornography and the steps that we can take to be set free. So please stay with us.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
Hi, I'm Patty Cochran. Are you a non-Catholic who listens to Catholic Radio? Would you like to find out more about how to join the Catholic Church? There's a program called RCIA that can introduce you to the Catholic faith, and it's available at your local parish. You don't have to make a commitment to participate in the program. Just try it out. I did, and it was one of the best steps I've ever made. Contact your local parish office for more information and start your journey home.
You're listening to our radio program called Go Rebuild My Church. Today we're moving on with our series, The Seven Churches in the Book of Revelation. And we're discussing some of the problems in our church today among parishes and believers with regards to the scourge of pornography. But there is hope and deliverance, and we want to explore those deliverance ways with our remaining time. It says in Mark chapter 9, 42 through 47, this: If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands to go into hell, to the unquenchable fire. If your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell. Now, one of the programs that we really support on this, our program, is Father Mike Schmidt, the Bible in a Year broadcast. And he commented on these verses, and I think it really helps put some perspective on what Jesus is saying to us and how it relates to the scourge of pornography. He said, for those who would deny the reality of hell, Jesus makes it clear that it's real and that it is impossible for us to choose by our actions. So, this, first of all, is a real wake-up call to the realities of the spiritual future that each one of us face in making these choices. Then secondly, he says, Jesus is not actually telling us to maim or harm ourselves when he speaks these challenging words, right? Rather, he is using the strong metaphor to indicate we must do whatever we can to rid whatever causes us to sin. And that second point I really want to use to lead off into some of these antidotes to the grave sin of pornography. Many of you may have heard of or seen the movie called Fireproof. In this movie, the husband struggles with an addiction to pornography. At first, he doesn't think it's much of a problem, even though it causes him to fight with his wife a lot. Then throughout the course of the movie, however, he realizes that if he's going to save his marriage, he needs to quit. He breaks his computer and throws it in the trash, finally. Not all those who are struggling with pornography necessarily need to do this, but for some, such drastic measures might be necessary. And Father Mike even mentions that sometimes we just need to cut out of our life, as that scripture was saying, what is leading us into sin. But here are some practical tips for overcoming an addiction to porn for a Catholic Christian. And I've compiled a series of steps from my research and experience in counseling in these areas. So let's go through these steps. Number one, we need to be humble and admit that we have a problem. We will not overcome anything until we first admit that it really is a problem and realize that we do, in fact, want to be different and over it. You know, the first step in AA or any recovery program is to admit that you're powerless over whatever your problem is. The scriptures that say that God is opposed to the proud but gives grace to the humble. So that's the beginning. We need to humble ourselves. Second, along with that, we must pray. The most important step to overcome any sin is to begin to pray about it, right? And not just pray casually, but to do spiritual warfare in prayer and to break those strongholds in our mind and in our life, to confess these sins to the Lord and be specific to get victory over them. It says in Mark 11:23, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt, it will be done for them. Number three, and this is so important, as Catholics, we can go and receive the sacrament of penance. The Bible says, confess your sins to one another. And isn't it interesting in James, it says, not only confess your sins to one another, but it says, pray for each other that you may be healed. And there's a real physical healing. We don't have the time to discuss today, but you can do your research yourself, that pornography literally digs canals in the frontal parts of our brain. And when that happens, those canals require more and more to feed those canals. Also in the research, it says if we stop with an addiction like pornography, in 18 months, those canals can be filled up and our brain can be restored. Along with this area of forgiveness and the sacrament of penance, Bishop Barron recently, as I watched a video series on the sacrament of reconciliation, said this, that we need to emphasize the fact that Jesus spoke a lot about the forgiveness of sins. We know the woman caught in adultery, Jesus forgave her sins and said, sin no more. The paralytic let down through the roof, that Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. And then think of this, at the consecration of the wine into the precious blood of Jesus, we're reminded that when this is a chalice that's been given to us for the forgiveness of sins. As long as our addiction stays secret and in the dark, it will grow. Confession will bring healing. Fourthly, get a support partner or a group, preferably at the church, a spiritual director, or someone who can keep up to date on the journey towards healing. Fifth, be honest and take moral inventory in our lives. Ask ourselves about viewing pornography and how it's affected every area. Here are some questions to ask yourself. How has looking at pornography affected my relationship with God? How has it affected my relationship with my spouse? How has it affected my relationship with friends or with work? Sixth, Work on your relationship with your spouse if married. Practice forgiveness is such a key ingredient to having a healthy marriage. Also, go to marriage seminars, watch marriage videos, get an older Catholic couple to mentor you, and tell others their stories of general terms of how they learned things the hard way. Also, at times, marriage counseling can really help. Seventh and finally, work on your relationship with God. If we're sinning a lot as a Catholic Christian, obviously we can need to work on our relationship. Develop a daily devotion to the Lord, a quiet time, Bible in a year with Father Mike, as I mentioned, Eucharistic adoration, daily Mass, the rosary, fasting, weekly confession, all of these can help us. On our website, along with, if you're listening to this program, I am going to put several places and resources that you can find help with addiction and help with deliverance in these areas. So let's take a moment now. This is a lot of material we've talked about today. Let's pray that God would help us to be able to become pure and holy, and that our brothers and sisters, along with ourselves, would have the ability to resist this scourge in our culture. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would send the Holy Spirit upon the church in America, upon all of us, all our brothers and sisters, and that you would give us the strength to resist the temptations of the day. We pray for our teenagers and our young people that have been exposed to pornography with no fault of their own. They just ran across something, that you would send help and deliverance to them. Lord, we need you to bring graces to us in this area, and we trust that you will help us through. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us today as we seek to connect individuals, families, and parishes to the renewing and rebuilding of the church here in America. To hear our past programs, go to CatholicRadioIndy.org, and you can access all previous broadcasts through the broadcast tab on the webpage. You can download the Catholic Radio Indy app from your app store and listen 24/7. And you can also say, Alexa, enable Catholic Radio Indy. And make sure to become a regular listener of Catholic Radio Indy. Goodbye for now, and keep the faith.
You've been listening to Go Rebuild My Church with Peter Doan. Podcasts of this program are available at www.catholicradioindy.org.